This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you fool around on April Fool's Day, you may end up with the last laugh. Ben served as faculty advisor to an Iowa high school student newspaper, The Tribune. The trouble started when The Tribune published an April Fool's issue that changed its title from Tribune to Bribune, contained an article headlined "Meth Lab Found in Biology Lab," displayed a student with a dead cat and other gang paraphernalia, and quoted a male student who said he wanted to be a supermodel for Victoria's Secret. Although each page contained an April Fool's Day disclaimer, the school principal was not amused and concluded that the faculty advisor used, quote, poor judgment, casting a dark shadow over our school district. Ben received a formal reprimand and was suspended for 2 days without pay. He sued, and the court found the articles were not libelous and did not encourage students to commit any unlawful acts and were protected as parody and humor under the First Amendment. So enjoy April Fool's Day, but watch out for those who don't suffer April Fools gladly. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.